Continuing the Ben Yishchai, Parashat Ki Tisa, Rav Shana Shniya, Halakha Hey. Hechaluk shekorim be'arvi kemitz, like in French, chemise. A shirt, chaluk, literally means a robe, but a shirt. So the old-fashioned shirts in the olden days, they had, by the collar, they had like two strings, two thick strings that you would tie, make a tie, and that's how you have the shirt stay on. Yesh tolim la berasheha etzel atzavar shenechutim. Some shirts have by the collar two pulled strings, kedei lekoshram ze al ze, in order to tie them. Utzrichim lizaher shelo yikshrum. Ben Yishchai says on Shabbat, if you're wearing such a shirt, you have to make sure not to make a knot, just to make a bow, aniva. Ya'an ki ze hakesher eno asui le'atir bo bayom. Because it's, especially Ben Yishchai l'shitato, as we saw, it's considered a kesher shel kayama, because you're not going to undo it that day.
And even if you tie it from Friday,
you should still not make the knot. It's not going to help. Maybe you're going to have to remove it on Shabbat. You're going to have to untie it. And the rule is, anything you're not allowed, any knot you're not allowed to make, you're not allowed to undo. ויותר טוב שלא יעשו לחלוק חוטין על דרך האמור. The Ben Yishchai gives us here fashion advice. He says, it's better not to use these shirts altogether, the ones that have the strings. אלא יעשה שם לולאות. You should have hooks. You see some old-time shirts. They have like a hook through which you put a button, or through, you know, or another hook. Ya'aseh sham lula'ot, shekorim be'arvi zrur, like in Hebrew, litzror, to tie together. Ve'az bazeh lo yavo lidei michshol, then it's not an issue on Shabbat, just to hook one side to the other is fine. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we have shirts today with regular buttons, and that's not any derech of kshira nor tfira, so not a problem for us today. We don't wear this type of shirts, unless you wear old-time Moroccan jalabiya or kaftan, so sometimes they have these hooks. That's also mutar, according to the Ben Yishchai. Hapotel halachavav, hapotel chavalim, potel is from the word petilot, wicks, which means potel, to twist a thin string, and to take two of them and to twist them together, or to take three of them and to twist them together. You know, like tzitziyot are made, like wicks are made. So hapotel chavalim mikol min, he says, one who twists kinds of string from any type, sheyechayav mishum kosher. I read that wrong. Hapotel chavalim mikol min sheyeh. That's how it should be. Hapotel chavalim mikol min sheyeh. One who twists any kind of yarn or string together. He twists them together. Chayav mishum kosher. Ben Yishchai says, that is mideoraita, a form of melechet kosher. And what is the shi'ur? What is the minimum measurement that makes a person chayav? Shi'uro kedei she'yamod hachevel biftilato belo keshira. To the point where the twisting was done in a way that it's going to stay that way. It doesn't easily open up. This can be relevant, for example, by tzitzit. Some people have old tzitziyot and the strings already are undone. So you like to twist them maybe to make it into one neat string, one neat fringe.
And that would be asu, says the Ben Ish Chai. That's chayav mishum kosher, especially if it's done in a way that it stays that way. Shenimtzet melachto mitkayemet, that the melacha is mitkayem, it stays, it endures. Vechena mafrid hapetil. And the other way around also, if you undo a twisted string, chayav mishum matir, that's the melacha of matir, im eno mitkaven lekalkel bilvad, as long as you don't have in mind just to ruin, just to be mekalkel, you're doing it in a constructive way, that's when it's considered a melacha, melechet machshevet, a melacha deoraita, v'shi'uro kehapotel, and the same shi'ur, just like by the potel, the shi'ur is twisting it enough to stay that way, to untwist it enough that it will stay untwisted, is also a shi'ur of the chiyuv midoraita. Halacha zayin, yesh mi she'oser leachzir retzuot ha-michnasayim v'chadome she'nishmetu. Retzuot ha-michnasayim, you know how you have like pants that have a string around the waist. It's woven into, you know, in and out of holes, let's say, in order to, you know, make it possible for the one who wears the pants to tie it to his waist size and to keep it on. So let's say that string, the thick string that goes around to hold up the pants, let's say it came out of place. And now you want to weave it back in and out the holds of the michnasayim. So the Ben Ish Chai says, yesh mi she'oser, there is a view that says that that's not allowed. Le'achzir retzuot ha-michnasayim v'chadome she'nishmetu. Im ha-nekev tzar v'tzarich torach. If it's very hard, if it's difficult, and you have to work hard to put it in and out. You know, sometimes that could be hard to do. V'chen yesh mi she'omer, im ha-michnasayim chadashim. And there's another view in the halacha that if it's a new pair of pants and you're putting in the strap for the first time, asur lechnis bahem haretzua im bedalto levatlasham. You're not allowed to do it for the first time on Shabbat if you have in mind to leave it that way. Even when you take off your pants, you just leave the string inside, which probably was the more usual way to do it. Dehavalem etaken mana. This to do it for the first time is an issue of making a beged, of making putting the finishing touch on a kli that's called metaken mana, makive patish. Rav Avadi actually in this halacha is more machmir than the Ben Ish Chai, because the Ben Ish Chai said in the first part of this halacha that it's asur if it's hard to do so, if the holds are small. Mashma, if the nekavim, if the holds are wide, and it's a very easy thing to just put the belt string back in, it would be mutar. Rav Avadia says, even if not, even if the holds are wide and it's an easy thing to do, you're not allowed to do so on Shabbat. What about putting shoestrings into a shoe? So Rav Avadia in Halichot Olam writes that that is different. Putting shoestrings into new shoes, which is something that's easy to be done, is mutar. However, Rav Avadia adds the words uvilvad shelo yevatlenu sham, as long as you don't have in mind to totally, you know, nullify it, keep it there forever. Now, that's a big statement, because normally when you put in shoestrings, you have in mind to keep it in. You know, you're only going to tie the shoestrings when you put them on, but you're not going to take them out of the holds. So it seems that although if you want to put on your shoes and therefore to put on the shoestrings into the little holes for the first time on Shabbat, Rav Avadia says that is mutar, it's not a problem, even of metaken mana, but as long as you don't have in mind to leave it there forever, so in order to make it mutar, you would have to remove it after Shabbat, or at least within 3 or 7 days, you'd have to take it out and then put it back in again. In Halacha Chet, the Ben Ish Chai says, Beged hatafur ve'omed. If you have now we enter into tefira. We're going from kosher, lechet kosher, into the inyan dalachot of tofer, of sewing. Beged hatafur ve'omed, a garment that is sewn, right? Ve'nitpardu shtei chatichot ha-beged ze mizeh be-miktzat. and the two parts of the garment began to separate and to loosen up from each other, maybe at the seams, right? So it's starting to open up. Asu limtoach rosh hachut lehadeko kedei lechabram. You're not allowed to tug on the tip of the thread, like to pull on the tip of the thread on top in order to tighten it. You know how like you could pull it from top and it makes it tighter? That is not allowed, kedei lechabram, because you are thereby connecting the two pieces of the garment and tightening them up. Ki zohi tfirato, because in fact it's an act of sewing. V'chayav mishum tofer, and that would be asur mideoraita. Rav Mazuz in his Hagahot to the Ben Ish Chai over here brings the case of, you know, you're wearing a talit gadol on Shabbat in shul, and many times the top knot is loosened, you know. It's already, the whole gedil is made, and then the top, the double knot on top, right before the fringes that come out, is loosened. Are you allowed to just to fasten it, you know, to tighten that knot? And it seems from the way Rav Mazuz writes is that he thinks that it would be mutar, that you're not really doing something because it's already tied. The gedil is made with all those knots, and it's not going to be undone, and so therefore that knot on top is not really something that's keeping the whole thing together right now. It's done in a way that's going to stay even if the top is loose. That's number one. Number two, it loosens anyway within a week. You know, you're always finding yourself tightening them, so it's definitely not a kesher shel kayama. That's an interesting thing. You know, really, it's kedai to be machmir and to make sure before Shabbat that they are tight, that you don't want to go through that. But it seems from Rav Mazuz that would be allowed. For halacha here. Halacha tet, ma shemechabrim alevush al yedei machat. Here, he's talking about fastening or tightening, putting together a beged with a machat, with a needle, or a safety pin, you know, to tighten, so to put together with a safety pin, not with a thread, and not by making any kind of knot, but a chibur, you are attaching two parts of the beged, or two begadim, with a machat. So according to the Ben Ish Chai, im tochavim oto shetet chivot dafka mutar. If you are taking the needle and you are only piercing it in twice, then it's mutar. Ve'im shalosh tchivot, asur. But if you're going in and out with the needle once, twice, and three times, according to the Ben Ish Chai, that is asur. We're going to see soon, Rav Ovadia argues on this totally. He says, with a machat, with a needle, with a safety pin, there is no isur whatsoever of tfirah. And therefore, even two times, three times makes no difference. Even if you have in mind to keep it like that, you're allowed to do that on Shabbat, according to Rav Ovadia. Ben Ish Chai is more machmir. The Ben Ish Chai says, two times, okay, that's fine. But three times, that is asur. And then he adds, "Bamed dvarim amurim." When do we say it is asur? Be'oseken al dat litkayem eze yamim. If you have in mind to leave it that way for a number of days, kegon ma she'osim hamitznefet. For example, like the turban that the Ben Ish Chai used to wear. So you would, you know, attach the end of the fabric that went around and around to make the turban. And at the end, you would put a safety pin to keep it from opening up. V'chen b'malbushe hanashim. The same thing with women, by a scarf or by all kinds of different clothing by women. She'ose ze lekayem ezem yamim. That you have in mind to keep it that way for a number of days. So according to the Ben Ish Chai, in that case, if you're doing that on Shabbat, you should make sure only to put it in twice, not in three motions. Aval ma she'osim lefi sha'a, but something that is done totally temporarily, only for an hour, kegon lechabel tzidei tzaif, let's say by a scarf that you're only going to wear as you go outside, but you're going to open it up when you come in, o michse panim, or the face covering. Oh, face covering, masks. Oh, michseh panim b'tziatam chutz labayit, when you go out. Of course, he means the veil, right? Mutar afilu b'shalosh techivot. Then the Ben Ish Chai says, since you're not going to leave it that way for a number of days, it's only for a matter of a short time, even to put it in with three piercings is allowed. The enzeila l'sha'a, because it's temporary. Because you're surely going to remove it when you return home. Mihu, however, kevan sheyesh machmirim b'shalosh gam be'eno asui litkayim. However, the Ben Ish Chai, zechutot tagen alenu, he says, since there are opinions that are machmir by three times, even when it's not made to last for a long time, tov lizaher hechad efshar lahem b'shtei tchivot. It's better to be on the safe side, with the safety pin, yes, pun intended, and to only do it two times, even if it's only lefi sha'a. Once again, that's a chumrah of the Ben Ish Chai. However, Rav Ovadia in Halichot Olam says, it's en derech tfira bekach, using a machat, and even if it's al da'at leitkayem, he goes according to the opinion of the matirim, of those who are mekel, it is a machloket, in the poskim acharonim, it is, but he says that the halacha is like the matirim. All right, we'll stop here for today.